Are you wondering if your website copy is working because your website traffic seems like a ghost town? Do you feel like maybe your copy strategy and keyword usage needs an overhaul to speak more directly and clearly to your ideal client? The good news is that it's totally fixable, and I'm sharing four reasons why your website copy isn't working and how you can fix it with niche-specific keywords, write better website copy, and get your ideal reader results with outcome-based content and updating content that just doesn't belong on your website. Let's jump into today's episode. Welcome to the Simple Content Marketing for Mompreneurs podcast. Do you want to grow your online business using organic marketing without feeling intimidated or overwhelmed with SEO? Do you find yourself going down a rabbit hole on Google searching for things like what's SEO, SEO for dummies, or how to find the right keywords? I totally get it. Hey, I'm Katie, wife, blessed mom to two of the funniest kiddos, Jesus lover, tech nerd, and a content marketing coach. I struggled to grow my online business avoiding SEO and optimizing my content because I thought it was way too intimidating. I thought that you needed a team of marketing experts and had to be an SEO guru to be good at SEO. Until I learned that SEO and keyword strategy is not as complicated as it seems, and optimizing content for effective marketing and organic growth only takes maybe an hour or two a week. So totally simple. So grab some pen and paper, reheat that coffee, and let's grow your business together with simple SEO keywords and content strategy, along with some Holy Spirit and scripture-based encouragement. Did you know that I have a free community of mompreneurs who want to grow their visibility and website traffic using SEO and keywords? We have daily prompts, Q&As, and live trainings in the group to teach you how to effectively optimize your content and website copywriting. And we also have weekly accountability and support threads. And I would love for you to join and be part of my community. You can request to join now at bit.ly/contentmarketingmompreneur. Have you ever thought that you can just wing your copywriting without researching your target market? If you have, or maybe you're thinking that you can just easily skip this step, I will save you the time and tell you that you cannot skip this step at all. Knowing our target market and their specific struggles, desires, expectations, and wins is totally necessary data that we use to infuse into our copy so our copy connects with our ideal reader. I remember when I thought I could skip this step and just put call to actions everywhere on my website and tell my audience everything about me and what I know that can help them. But your readers don't come to know everything about you. They initially want to know what you can do for them and how you can help them achieve their desired outcome. Knowing this invaluable information is validation to them that you understand their problem because you can relate with them. And to simply put it, if your copy is not communicating connection and relatability, it needs CCR and FAST. And that stands for copywriting communication resuscitation. You can start with what you know, but you would be surprised at the answers that you receive from your audience and niche about what they say about their struggles. So you'd never assume the kind of answers that you would collect from that research. It's pretty mind-blowing. So there are four ways that you can fix your copywriting and keep your readers' attention. So number one is keywords. Your keywords aren't niche specific enough. So optimizing keywords inside of your copy and content is how we leverage organic growth. Keywords aren't just used inside of blog content for SEO. It's also important to use niche specific keywords wherever you are wanting to draw traffic to. If you want to see organic growth results, it is super important that keywords are niche specific to your audience and that every piece of content that is reflecting your expertise. The content that you're creating should also be aligned with what you are teaching your audience. So narrowing down on niche specific keywords starts with researching. for the highest competitive broad niched keywords. So for example, if you're in like, say, the weight loss niche, and you'd be searching for those keywords you know are broad and popular, and most likely they're competitive, like weight loss. So exercise routines, meal plans, etc., those keywords, you wouldn't be talking about something unrelated like mindset, unless you can make that keyword about your expertise, like weight loss mindset. So those highly competitive keywords you will end up using, but not as a content SEO strategy. For one, these higher competitive keywords gives you an idea of where to start. And you also would use these keywords on your website as blog categories to tell search engines what topics to categorize your content. So if you know the most popular keyword search terms, then you can start researching other niche specific keywords or phrases related to those higher competitive keywords that are easier to rank for, like how to lose weight from home. And that's getting really specific. Or weight loss as a stay-at-home mom. Number two is not speaking your ideal reader's language. So this is the number one factor for a persuasive website copy, and actually knowing your reader beyond the surface level. If you don't understand the needs, desires, and struggles of your reader, your copy's really going to suffer. Relating to your reader is, and explaining the problem and solution the way that they would, takes research. It takes time. And you have to get to know your reader and to reach them inside of your copy. So to do this, it takes talking to people that are your audience and asking very specific questions about their wants and their needs and struggles. And based on that data, we can use that information in our copy to connect and relate with them. So to get very specific and direct answers, it takes sitting down and writing targeted questions based on what services that you're offering and what solutions that you're delivering inside of your content and digital products that you might be providing. Do you really want to offer services and digital products without knowing for sure what your audience is needing specifically? You don't want to do that. The only way to know for sure what they need is to ask them. And number three is not providing a detail specific enough outcome for their solution. So while we're only providing a small win in our content, it still needs to be specific. And I don't mean give away the entire how, so you have nothing else to offer beyond your free content. What I mean is specific as to the steps that you're listing out. You want to make certain that you are answering the what and the how and list the problem and explain what the problem is and the how, and that's how to solve the problem that you just explained. It's connecting the what to the how. So from beginning to end, the first part of the content should be explaining what the content is about, like a preface. Then your storytelling method, which will be covered in a future episode. Then your solution, including answering what the struggle is and how to solve that struggle. And it's really up to you how in depth you want to get with the how part. Just make sure that you're expanding on your points in specific detail. There's nothing worse than copy fluff that doesn't answer someone's question. And number four is you have mixed content. So that means unrelated pieces of content that just doesn't relate to your expertise. So the most basic answer, you're going to confuse your audience, and what could be worse? Confusing the search engines about what content topics that you cover, which could affect how you are ranked. Your job is to focus on one solution for one problem that you are good at solving, and being known for that one specific thing. Having content about weight loss and, let's say, task management, for example, are two completely different audiences. That's going to hurt your organic growth. It's not going to help you. So the first thing that you need to do is decide what you want to be known for if you're not sure. The second thing is to go through the content that you have and make sure that it's all relatable. And if it's not, see if you can make it relatable. If you can't, it's got to go. If there's no way to use niche specific keywords inside of that content and update it to make it relatable, you just need to kind of delete it. So to recap, number one, get more niche specific with your keywords. Number two, research your target market to find out how they are framing their number one problem. Number three, provide a very detail specific outcome inside of your content for your ideal reader. And number four, get rid or update unrelated pieces of content on your website. And if you need help getting more niche specific with your keywords and want to know how to add them to your website copy, grab a 20-minute Unstuck session with me at bit.ly/unstuckin20. I will personally research your niche specific keywords with you and audit a page on your website to show you how you can improve your copy. So thanks for hanging with me today. Talk next week. Friend, I hope you were inspired by today's episode and can apply these simple, tangible tips to your content strategy. If it did, can you do me a favor and share this episode with a friend that might also want to take advantage of SEO and organic marketing? It would also bless this podcast if you took a minute to leave a review over in Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know if this podcast is helping you and also helps more like-minded mompreneurs who want to grow their business organically find this podcast too. If you haven't yet, you should join my Facebook community where we support, encourage, and hang out. You can find the link below in the show notes. For more free content and coaching, you can find that on my website, The Content Marketing Mompreneur. Talk next time.